What is wilderness? It is an area where the earth and its community of life are untrammeled by man.
Rangers in the Aspen Sopris Ranger District released a YouTube video in October detailing the problems they saw this summer.
The Maroon Belt Snowmass Wilderness is experiencing a degradation of wilderness character. Elevated amounts of visitation are causing wilderness crowding.
Photos in the video show rangers repairing illegal campfire sites and removing trash. This summer, they pulled 640 pounds of garbage out of the wilderness area and buried 168 piles of human feces. The number of people visiting popular areas is climbing. Crater Lake saw a 26% increase in visitation from the year before. Rangers counted 54,000 people on the trail over four summer months. That's an average of 362 visitors per day. Andrew Larson is the lead wilderness ranger on the Aspen Sopris Ranger District.
The use is increasing in a few key places. Some places are getting more and more popular and drawing bigger crowds, while other places are kind of being forgotten about.
Other popular spots include the Aspen to Crested Butte hike, the Four Pass Loop, Snowmass Lake, Capitol Lake, and Conundrum Hot Springs.
Wow. Oh.
More than you expected?
Yes.
I caught up with ranger intern Noah Teller and his colleagues at the Conundrum Hot Springs Trailhead this summer. A storage container was full of garbage.
Yeah, this is... I mean, not only is this a hassle for us to back out, but this is actually pretty dangerous. If we leave food-soiled trash in here in a non-secured canister, bears can become accustomed to hanging out at the trailhead because they like the food. Other wildlife can eat plastic and get hurt by it. No good.
The rangers think people are flocking to these places partly because of publicity. Whatever the reason, the numbers are growing and Forest Service officials are looking for solutions. Lead ranger Andrew Larson says the document that guides management in the Maroon Belt Snowmass Wilderness is nearly 30 years old and needs an update.
The last management plan, it in no way anticipated this increased visitation that we're getting now. So we need to update our look at how we're meeting the intent of the Wilderness Act, which is to keep wilderness wild. I feel like we're failing it in a few ways, in a few places right now.
Problem is, the Forest Service operates on a tight budget with a thin staff, and a reworked plan with public input and environmental review would take lots of staff time. So for now, the Forest Service is working on educating people through things like online videos.
Wilderness areas like the Maroon Belt Snowmass are some of the last places in the country that provide opportunities for solitude in a natural setting. But excessive use is threatening the very essence of wilderness. In order to preserve these areas for future generations, every user's actions count.
Larson thinks the conversation about updating the plan will start this winter.